Domestic violence is a tricky subject to talk about even for adults, but sadly one in four children are exposed to it. So how do you discuss this topic with young people? Author Dimity Powell has just released a picture book called At the End of Holyrood Lane, and it's being well received by many support services.
So it's not your everyday theme, and it's certainly not something I woke up and thought about doing one day out of the blue. In fact, I was actually having a meeting with a prominent CEO from a child crisis charity and organisation where they counsel and have programs for children in times of need and crisis. And she just blatantly said to me, what we need is more picture books addressing domestic violence. And I was absolutely shocked in the first instance because I don't recall ever reading a picture book about that. And my instant thought was, how can I translate something like that into an entertaining and meaningful, sensitive picture book, you know, for children that not only them, but parents will take on board as well. So I thought it was immediately a challenge that was a little bit, you know, ludicrous and impossible, to be honest. But by the time I'd driven home from that meeting, I already had a story in my head and I thought, this needs to be told. I'm going to try and do it.
How do you go coming up with a concept that does appeal in a book concept and is also suitable for children?
Well, that was tricky. I had to give it some thought. I did a lot of research. I tried to work out what was already out there, what was in a children's book format. And to be honest, there's not a lot. There was nothing in Australia that I could locate through mainstream or traditional publishers, you know, the main big players. And I soon found out that the reason why is it's a pretty confronting and raw subject for a lot of people that they simply thought was too risque to try and present. In other words, it didn't have great marketability either, which is really awful when you think about it because it's quite a prevalent social issue and problem within our communities, isn't it? So I had a story about a little girl, and obviously this is only one aspect of domestic violence. There are many, many different layers. There are many, many different forms of it, and obviously I didn't want to prescribe a solution or anything like that. I just wanted to tell it from the best experience that I had or that I knew of, also from secondary, you know, points of view, that kind of thing. And the original story was absolutely beautiful, but unfortunately none of the major players in the publishing world wanted to take it on in spite of them really liking it. And that's because it was too much from the point of view of the little girl. So it was then that I went away and had to have a total rethink. And that really did me well because I needed to find a way to tell this story that would appeal on a basically global platform to anybody, those that were affected by violence and those that weren't.
You've used a theme of someone who's scared of thunderstorms. Why that approach?
Well, for me, thunderstorms represented a kind of a fear. When I was a little kid, I was actually quite scared of them. I was one of those ones that hid under the sheets thinking, this will protect me, you know, and it caused a great sense of anxiety. And I know this is quite true for many children today, and also adults when you come to think about it. We all harbour some kind of dread or fear. Unfortunately, sometimes that manifests itself as phobias. So I thought, well, that's an interesting approach, and I wanted to use that as the metaphor for the violator or the potential abuser in this little girl's life. So whilst you're seeing a beautiful visual narrative and hearing a story about a little girl whose name is Flick and her fear of thunderstorms, it can be translated into a fear of her violator who is always causing her the same kind of anxiety, the same kind of dread, making her want to run away and hide, basically.
Who are you hoping reads the book?
Everybody from sort of 4 to a 100 will. This is my belief in the power of picture books, of their ability to touch, to sort of enlighten, to reflect situations and experiences, but also provide us with understanding of those of other people as well. So in other words, yes, I'm hoping it will resonate with people or children, families, parents that are in that situation perhaps, but obviously it has an appeal to people who might just simply be scared of thunderstorms. They can pick that up and not get too caught up in the actual different layers and meanings in this story. You'll note from the beautiful illustrations by Melbourne illustrator Nikki Johnston that there is a sort of a parallel visual narrative that shows the face of the perpetrator in those swirling, menacing sort of storm clouds. So very astute readers and children will be able to pick up things like that. Otherwise, they're just reading a story about a little girl who's trying to work out how to overcome her fear of storms.
Are you hoping that the book sparks a conversation and might get people talking about domestic violence who up until now have been a bit reluctant to do so?
Absolutely, 100%. That's not only my desire, that's the desire of everybody that I've spoken to when I've said, hey, guess what, we've got a picture book and it's attacking, you know, domestic violence. And nobody, funnily enough, has reacted in an overtly bad way about that. They have been very encouraging, not least of which are the associations around Australia that have actually backed this book. Many of them have endorsed it for me, such as Act for Kids, Rise Up Australia, Paradise Kids, just to name a few. But they really want to instill this kind of book into their programs where they reach out and try to help children and families through these traumatic situations.